gonna start? It's gonna be me. Hey everybody, this is Crafted for You. And
the refrigerator's open.
The refrigerator's open. Gosh, it's a late night episode and everything is chaos. What are we drinking, Jeff? Tell us.
We are drinking. Can you hear me alright?
Yeah, we're good.
Drinking Duvals.
I mean, I can hear you.
Yeah.
But am I
Dear
am
people,
I okay?
Please tweet us when you listen to this episode and let us know if you heard Jeff fine.
That way we can fix it in post.
Sassy.
Double episodes are great because you get alcohol and then you record again.
So this is Duval's Belgian Golden Ale. Alyssa just got this 2 days ago?
2 days ago.
Shipped straight from Belgium?
Yes. My coworker Chris, which it also gets very confusing because our co-host,
yes.
Chris, who is sitting right here, they're also named Chris. But we're Chris.
I'm the brew shaman, and this is Crafted for You.
And our producer, Alyssa.
Hey, everybody. My pseudo-father, Pop Fulmer, is here.
And our priest. He's going to be our priest.
He's not a priest. We're not
no,
religious.
He's going to
be officiated.
No,
he's going to officiate us.
I am the nerd executive of your wedding.
Oh,
the
I
nerd
like that.
Executor.
Are you going to get business cards about it?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Minister would be the correct term, right?
See,
I
think as soon as you're ordained, you're a
Duval.
Minister. I don't think that's a religious thing.
Duval. Okay.
Maybe.
No.
Because a ministry is not something that's necessarily...
No.
Maybe not. I don't know. I'll have to look into that, get back to you, put it on a business card, and start a...
and
start a business of total bullshit where I tell people
post
that I...
Post of name redacted slash minister.
Oh my god, like,
yes.
The officiator of nerd weddings.
Yes.
Oh, please.
So, and one part of the Millers is here still.
Yeah, half of the Millers. This episode is being recorded about 20 minutes after the Baking with Beer episode to give you guys a reason for the tomfoolery that is about to happen.
After my sugar coma.
After the sugar coma. Yeah, we all took a little bit of a nap.
Sorry, I mispronounced it. It's Duval?
Duval.
Duval. It's
Duval.
Flemish for devil.
There you go. You need to
get a little bit of a devil. Flemish.
You need to get this out of here because you got some stout shit in here.
My coworker's parents...
He's too serious about this right now.
...went abroad to Belgium and sent back a few cases of this devil beer. And Chris was so kind to give us a 4-pack. So now we're drinking it. And it's really good. It's delicious.
What's it got? What kind of beer is this?
It's a golden ale. They also bottle condition it, which is really cool.
And
so
what is
this
the
is one we can sell her. This is 8.5.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very similar to, like, the St. Stephanus.
Got a bottle of lead in there.
Yeah.
Nice and crisp.
Same style.
A little sulfury.
Yeah.
Very sulfury.
Yeah. I was
crisp,
really shocked by that.
Crisp without taking anything away from the body of it.
I think so. That's not what I was expecting.
It'll get you drunk.
Yep, very quickly.
8.5.
Those Europeans know how to make it happen quick.
Mm.
Yeah, they're not fucking around.
Do we have topics? Do we talk about it?
No, we don't. We're just drinking. We're
story
hanging.
Time? Cool.
Yeah.
So, I have this guy that I work with, right? Oh, he just press play. He was born in Germany. And that's the preface of this story. I work with a bunch of good old boys, and this is kind of sort of one of them, but his dad was in the military, married a woman in Germany when he was stationed over there. Kid was born in Germany. He's around his mid-30s now, and he lives back here, and he works with me. And I was talking about, like, craft beer and shit, because I'm, like, the only person at my work that really drinks it.
I like how you phrase it, like... Craft beer and shit.
Yeah, well, yeah, fucking.
He likes
whatever.
Craft beer, but he's really fucking casual about it.
Yeah,
yeah, no big deal.
Like, I'm not gonna be hipster about it. I just fucking like
You're
craft
beer.
Not
gonna beer. Start a beer podcast.
No,
right?
I'm not gonna do that.
You're gonna guest
weird
on one.
Bullshit.
Who would do that?
Dumbass. No. So like, I'm sitting there and I'm talking about craft beer and stuff, and then he mentions that like he drinks like dirt tier beer. Like, just fucking, like, Mick Ultra and fucking, like, Budweiser and shit.
Mm. Name dropping.
And, fuck them. Like, I'm sorry. I just don't, I don't like it at all if I'm the king of beers.
Standards and Practice is just called. Anheuser-Busch says that's libel.
They can come take their fucking 2 pounds of flesh.
Strike it off the record.
Like, so, I'm sitting there and I'm talking to him about it. And I was like, dude, you're from the motherland. how do you not like craft beer? And he was like, man, beer over here is not like it is in Germany. I was like, there's German beer here, dude. Like, you can walk into a Total Wine and there's a whole section that's like, hey, we shipped these over from fucking Germany. And he's just like, no, it's not the same. I was like, it's exactly the same. It's from there. It's the exact same beer. Yeah, and he's like,
it's a little different.
There's some differences.
It's but, got to travel over the ocean. It sits in warehouses for so long.
Time is the enemy.
But regardless, like, he's still...
But there's still also decent beer here.
Yeah, like, and it was just such a weird thing to hear that this guy is from, like, the Mecca of beer. And he's just like, yeah, no, Mick Ultra. I'm like, God.
Weird.
Damn, son, like...
That's weird.
Same guy that loves...
Dude at Cheryl Tree.
Huh?
Dude at Cheryl Tree.
Which dude at Cheryl
Tree? Who just drank, what was it, Natty Ice? What's that? Tuscany Black... You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
God, that is...
There's just... supposed to be more to that. Whatever. What were you saying?
Story over. Continue.
I was going to say, you know... Jeff and I were just at Total Wine on Thursday.
Didn't even start about that place.
The first time when I first moved down here, and the first time Jeff took me to Total Wine, it was like, oh my god, this is the best place ever to go get beer. And I haven't been there that many times since. We usually like to go to Best Way or Potapos Beer Co. We were there. And it was, like, the saddest place ever. Like, every can or bottle was dusty. Jeff found so many out-of-date beers. And, like, for so much selection, it was the same shit over and over
there
and over
again. There
wasn't
anything... Where the was only this? The only place...
Total Wine.
Total Wine.
The only stuff that I saw was really exciting was, like, the 22s, the Bombers.
The one in Winston's good, though.
Well, and, like, I've been to some Total... we went to the one in Jersey, and that was awesome.
And the
which
ones
is
here,
actually really weird to say.
I think...
Well, I know.
I think what it is, the ones here were better, too, before we started getting a bigger influx of craft beer stuff.
And,
yeah.
and the tiny
shops.
Little bottle
yeah.
shops, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still a brew. Whoop.
So, I think... I mean, you know, if you're in a craft beer desert, Total Wine's probably...
The best thing in the world.
Killing it, yeah.
Yeah.
But I was going to say that the Bombers, those are probably the things that move...
Exactly. That's
yeah.
Well,
that's
those are their like display
their...
and their seasonal.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think in a place that's essentially an alcohol warehouse, like Total Wine. Like, you cannot get that many people that come in and clean those shelves off like that.
No,
like,
that's
true. No. And
especially
the
since beer is such a small part of their business.
Well, not only that, but like the concept of something that big that's just alcohol. And the idea, like, because liquor stores are nowhere near that fucking size.
Mm-mm.
And the idea that, like, they think they can hold everything they've got all year round and barely rotate anything out. Like, no, don't do that. Do what liquor stores do. They have a smaller shop. And, like, basically the best way to do it is to do it like the small companies do it. Or, like,
bottle
shops.
Go to Beer Color, Pumpable.
Yeah, and, like, no shit, there's dust and stuff everywhere. Because, like, if everybody walks by the Belgian aisle and decides that, like, oh, well, for the next 3 months, nobody's into Belgians, well, then you got 3 months of Belgians
also,
sitting on the shelf, not
but
moving.
But that's fine, though, with Belgians, at least, because that shit
can
age.
Yeah.
But
I know what you're saying.
The concept.
More importantly, so can wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And but, you know, I also think a big problem with that, too, is that you walk in to Total Wine, and the first thing someone says is, hey, do you need any help? And the first thing Jeff and I do is kind of roll our eyes, and it's like, yeah, you can't help us.
Oh, it's everywhere.
Like,
it's not going to Radio Shack.
You know, they don't specialize in craft beer. They don't really know that much about it, whereas if you were to go to Beer Co., and is it Josh?
Josh Co.,
like... He knows everything in his store. He knows, he can point you in the direction and tell you everything about everything. And
just
that's the kind of place that...
It still is, yes.
If you are really into craft beer, or really into anything that you're really into, you want to talk to other people that can further educate you.
Anything
in it, and you can't get that at Total.
Or at least assist in making a decision, even if you're educated. So if you come in there and you're like, hey, I need this one very specific thing. They should at least know where it is. They don't have to know everything about it.
Yeah.
You know.
Or they can at least tell you, like, we don't have that, but you're probably going to like this.
Right.
What's really strange about that situation is right as we started the Name Redacted podcast, I was still working over at World Market. And Jeff actually came over and did his first episode with us about his homebrew stuff when I was still working there. And at that point in time, every once in a while, I'd meander my way over to like the foreign beer section in World Market, and people would be like, "Hey, can you suggest things?" Because nobody else in the store had any fucking idea about beer. Like, they had no idea what to suggest. Like, there were a couple wine people, but nobody knew about the beer stuff. And I was like, "Yo, dude, like."
A lot can happen in 3 years, too.
Yeah, well, yeah, and I asked around at work. I was like, does anybody have any suggestions for people for beer when they ask? And everybody's like, no, not really. And I was like, are you kidding? Like, and I looked at the stuff on the shelf, and it's good shit. Like, it's a small section, but it's good stuff, and they have mix and match sixers and all kinds of good stuff that you can do there. And so I just found myself just meandering over to that section and just parking myself there for, like, hours at a time trying to help people get beer because I was like, it's either this or go to Stella that's right down the street because, like, if nobody else here is going to help you, I have to because I can't let all this good beer sit here and everyone walk by it and be like, it looks interesting, but...
Never heard of it.
Yeah, like, say...
Where's your Blue Moon at?
Yeah, and I think if you're going to be a place that has things like that, Total Wine or, you know, World Market or anything like that that has a section of things like craft beer or foreign beer, to not have somebody knowledgeable in it on staff... Mm-hmm. is a huge mistake. It's a giant mistake.
Which is something I greatly appreciate about Best Way.
Yeah.
Because it's a grocery store. And they just have a lot of really good craft beer. And they go out of their way to hire people that are knowledgeable about the beer they stock, you know?
Well, and people actually go there to get hired. Like,
yeah.
They have a name enough that people, like, I love beer. I want to go work at Best Way.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason, you know, I'm not going to go work in a brewery or I'm not going to... But I love beer, so I'm going to go work at a grocery store.
Yeah.
So many people, that would just sound like, wow, that's crazy.
Well, anytime someone talks about the wall of beer, I'm like, oh, well, you're talking about Best Way.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Best Way has provided, over the course of probably the last 5 years of my life, some of the best conversation with me just standing in front of the beer wall.
Yeah.
I have, like, probably... I don't think I can think of a single time I haven't been standing in front of the beer wall where I haven't ended up getting into a good conversation about it.
You're always sitting there talking to people, standing there.
No. Like, just standing, not talking
to
anybody
up
else.
Listeners from that beer wall.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice.
Several, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, shout out to anybody from beer wall that remembers us.
You have to slide them over our way, too, then, you know.
No,
well, I
like,
know, for
we,
you guys.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Listeners.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Because of the beer.
Nice.
I think I think Name Redacted got one, and, like, we pushed, like, six off.
Yeah, no, but, like the other day, we were just standing there, like, just me and him were talking about beer, and some guy walked up and was like, you guys clearly know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I have a podcast.
That just
you're
so happens to be
this
topic.
Which is also funny, because I'm not... by any means the most knowledgeable person in that place at any given time. But
it's so good.
It's a big mistake to walk into Best Way when you have like 15 minutes to pick out a beer.
No.
You're like headed to somewhere and it's like, oh, I'll just stop and pick up some beer real quick.
You spend 15 minutes in the North Carolina section.
Yeah.
You're like, shit, I've never heard of that.
Absolutely.
That sounds cool.
It's like when I went to Blockbuster when I was 7. It was just like, oh, these video games.
Mom, I'll be 5 minutes, I swear.
Nope. That was Barnes & Noble for me, but tomatoes.
Am I allowed to go in GameStop? Fuck no, you're not allowed to go in GameStop.
Nope.
Yeah, sure, we're going to go to Walmart for 4 hours.
We'll have to go to Pier 1. No,
Jeff,
I want to go to
GameStop.
I didn't
break
it.
Jeff,
it's
did
fine.
You ruin the cap?
I didn't. It's fine.
We specifically bought two caps when we were at Total Wine.
I didn't
for
ruin
our
the
map.
Cap as he's
you
fixing it.
Yeah.
Then it preserves them for other crafty things.
Other crafty things,
crafty.
Like our craft.
Well, it's so hard to get great caps for the North Carolina Beer Cap map.
This
is
fun.
So many breweries are canning now.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's far and few between that you're finding bottles.
So, what was the big switch to canning was because of just the price of the machinery and the canning process?
Size.
And also you can take it.
Size.
Weight.
Because I know, like, the big problem for a while was that the beer was breaking down, like, the plastic liner on the can, but they got powered up pretty quick, I think.
Oh, well, I guess that would depend on the can manufacturer. That would depend on a lot of factors.
Yeah.
But
what was it? About 4 years ago when we took the Red Oak tour, I think they were saying that was like still a really big problem.
With the aluminum and everything?
Yeah.
It's still tasting like that?
I didn't mean to
really
cut you off,
though. No. Well, you said something about Red Oak, and there's certain breweries that have a vested interest in...
No, yeah.
They're very
German.
Traditional.
Yes.
Germans would never put their beer in cans, ever.
They do.
Do they really?
Yeah, I mean,
everybody puts beer in cans.
Yeah, after they consume it, they go to the can, and they piss.
Trying to think of a German beer in a can now.
Yeah, exactly. I put you on the spot. Yeah,
I can't think of one.
Bullshit.
But that was also at the time where, like, I mean, the only craft beer, you know, you had, like, the Modus Operandi, Ska Brewing.
Yeah.
And Dale's were, like, the only
Oscar Blues,
also
yeah.
in cans. Yeah.
Not everyone's doing it. Well, like you said, it's space, money, traveling. Also, with a can, you have the whole 360 to work with.
Yeah.
Usually bottles, you have...
Like just
the front label,
yeah.
And you have like an inch here,
yeah.
And then you have the warning label on the back.
Right.
Yeah.
This you have everything.
And you also don't have to run a label line because the cans come branded.
Usually,
right?
Or you get the little slips or whatever, yeah.
Yeah. And don't, I mean, consumer-wise, you can take a can to the beach, you can take
to the
it
park.
To the park,
see,
anywhere
I,
you can't take glass.
I hate the feel of cans, though. Like, I feel like no matter what the great quality of beer is that I'm having, when I have it in a can, I feel like I'm drinking PBR every time. Like it doesn't.
That's
it could
true.
Be the most delicious beer I've ever had, and I'm just like, oh, cool, piss water. Like it's
yeah.
it's just.
I think that's changed some. I mean, you can always pour it in a glass too.
Yeah, but like for me, the feel of a bottle is better, and like I don't. I've always been able to taste a little bit of metal. Every time.
Really?
Like, every single time.
We're going to drink two more.
All right, I mean, I'll...
If you want to if you taste the memo.
It might just be because when you're drinking out of the can,
we
like,
done
your
the
mouth
taste
is on
test.
Metal.
We should have blind poured and seen
well,
if he could pick out
but
the can.
Also,
here.
I think that has something to do with, like I said, it also totally could be complete bullshit, because like I said, it's just based on hearsay from brewery tours. But I think that they have, there has been some scientific progression in the way that cans are manufactured for the purpose of putting beer in them.
Words.
Wow.
Who cares?
That was
I think
pretentious.
I think the lining
dumb.
Is a lot better nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what do you guys think of? We just opened White Street's IPA Hoptimist.
I like it.
Is there still some?
Yeah.
There's a bunch
there's
in there. Something. It's very tropical. Very citrusy.
It's lighter than I thought it was going to be. It's not a...
What's the alcohol on this one?
The alcohol on this one is 7.5.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Wow.
We are...
It hides the alcohol very well.
Drinking some
easy
beer
drinker.
Yeah. That seems to be the theme of the night.
I'm impressed with them because they do a really, really good Kölsch.
I love the Kölsch, which is why we
they
picked up the IPA.
Yeah. This is our dangerous beer
episode. Where in North Carolina are they? Does it say on the bottle?
Wake Forest, I think.
Wake Forest,
Wake
yep.
Forest, nice,
yeah.
Not too far away.
Huh.
Yeah. Well, they had, I first had the Kölsch when we went to Trophy. They were a guest tap over there.
In Raleigh.
Yeah.
Trophy
yeah.
is one of those places that bums me out because they won't sell their product to anybody. Like, they only sell their beer in-house. They don't.
Yeah.
They don't send it to other places. Like, you can't get it in a bottle shop. You can't get it from,
honestly,
from a fucking...
Honestly, that's the best way to do it.
But I understand that, but, like, fuck them. Because I want it
exactly.
and not have to drive to Raleigh.
You're going to have to go there and get it.
Well, that's
yeah.
why they do it.
I don't want to spend the gas money. It's not fair.
Have you ever seen their brew house? It is tiny.
They actually
tiny.
Just expanded. They went to a new place.
Oh my god, no.
But
place
it's
is
still
is
pretty
tiny.
Small.
Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't gone much bigger.
Yeah.
So that just tells me that they want to have lives.
Yeah. No, it takes a lot to break through that distribution wall.
Well, not
and
only
even
that,
if
but...
Even if they want to. You know, they could. They do a great job of being, you know, known for their pizza and being this, you know, brew pub. And
yeah,
they
every
draw
time.
A ton of people every time we go by there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had a really weird, restaurant brewery experience tonight. I went out with my roommate Taylor and his girlfriend Olivia, and we were going to go grab dinner before I went to pick up Chris. And I was like, I haven't eaten at Liberty. Let's go to Liberty. Because I'd heard, I was like, oh, they make beer. And
yeah.
Like, so we walk up to the door, and it says, if you're under 35, you need 2 forms of ID. To drink.
What?
And I looked at that, and we all three of us just kind of stopped.
HPU.
And we started looking at each other, and like Olivia looks at me and goes, "What? I need my fucking passport? Like, who carries 2 forms of ID?" And then we just all were like, And fuck this place. And we just turned around and went to Chili's. Because, like, why the fuck not?
It must be because of all the college kids.
But, like, but who carries two forms of IDs on them, first of all?
People who want to drink at Liberty.
Well, what that tells me is they are trying to basically... Todd. Well, what
their professor is the head brewer for Liberty.
Well, this is what pisses me off about that is, like...
Also, but what also do they accept as an ID? Because, like, your credit card has your face on it.
That mine does.
It doesn't have your age on it, I guess.
But the problem is that I'm having
with
this...
But at least it verifies your ID.
But the issue that I have with it is this, is that in a situation like I just had, where I just want to go get a beer and some food, and I want to try a local brewery...
But that's insane.
I have to come in, and, like, I feel like what they're doing is they're trying to push off younger people because, like... so anybody that's over 35, you only need one.
I think
but younger people,
I think
you need two.
I think HPU is a campus that has lots of kids that drink.
But have you been in there?
Lots of kids that have money. And I think it's very easy for those kids to get fake IDs.
Dude, it is an upper-class establishment more than you'd expect.
Do you have any idea how much money there is
no,
in HPU?
No, I understand that. Like, but they don't want young kids in there because it's an upper-class establishment.
35?
No.
That's what it says on the door, dude.
No,
it says
saying,
35 or under.
I mean,
Todd
like,
specifically brews a beer for all the white chicks who go to HPU.
I can confirm
that's
that.
A real
yes,
thing.
Absolutely.
I need that in
but
pen.
But what's the beer? Do you know what it is?
It's like a...
It's a blackberry wit.
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
It's a wit beer with blackberry puree
that
in
sounds
it.
Sounds like HPU girls would love
oh,
that.
They kill it.
Yeah, and there are... tons of they just know the deal at this point. Like if you go to HPU, that's basically your drinky place.
That's really like I just we kind of looked at each other when we sat there, and then like Olivia was like, you know, now I just never want to go to this place ever because like even if I had two forms of ID on me, I don't want to go into a place that forces me to bring a second like. How am I supposed to? I carry my driver's license. I don't carry my social security card. I don't carry like I. What? That's silly. It's really. It's just.
Thing.
It's asinine, is what it is, and that's just. It fucking pissed me off.
That's bizarre. No. That's
yeah, strange. It's really weird.
That must be something new.
I don't know. It just it got under my skin a little bit because I was really looking forward to having a craft beer, and I was so upset by it that I walked into Chili's and I was like, "What's your best bourbon?" Because I need a double of it, and they were like, like Makers, and I was like, oh, you guys gotta be fucking kidding me. And so I walked and looked at their bar selection, and it was the saddest thing I've ever seen.
Makers isn't bad. You can't expect Chili's to have better whiskey than Makers Mark.
But, I don't know. I expected something a little better.
Chili's? Makers Mark is upper mid-shelf whiskey.
The best beer they have is Sam Adams.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's the more.
But you have to realize that this is the first time I've been to a Chili's in probably a solid 8 years.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah,
like,
I haven't been to Chili's in a very
I will
long.
Say this, though.
The best beer they have at Chili's is obviously Negro Modelo, first of all.
I will say this, though. The dinner was actually pretty good. I got a nice little like.
I like Chili's.
I got a chipotle mango.
You don't do Chili's.
I got
Chili's
a
is awful.
Tilapia. It was good.
I like tilapia.
It was actually.
I don't
it was not
know
bad.
How I would like it from Chili's.
It's okay.
Jeff and I hardly like actually go out to eat.
Yeah.
So like
we don't even do chains anymore.
Yeah, like we're so picky because
never,
we go out so far and few between.
Chili's is my guilty pleasure, man.
Is it?
Like, I hate chain food.
Yeah, and I think like I used to I was a server at Applebee's in college, so like
which is
that
worse.
Just put me
that
off
is worse. That's
to that whole
oh
thing.
Yeah,
it was,
all of the suburban
yeah
well, sit down
in my brain. Fridays, Chili's, and Applebee's like they're all the same restaurant
that's
in my head. They're all
yeah.
the same restaurant in my head.
Yeah.
And
you
the
can even throw Olive Garden in.
Well,
that,
but the
honestly.
No, because the
it's slightly different food. I guess.
No, like because when I think about it, I'm like I see the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I see the same decor. I see the same sign. Like everything is the same to me. But the one that stands out in my mind is the one that I went to the most often as a kid, which was Fridays, because it was right by my house, and like all my buddies and shit after work, we'd just be like, "Fuck, let's go."
Apps.
Well, and that's the thing is that like Fridays is a
episode.
Bar. So Fridays has a good bar
actually
selection. So in my brain, I was like, yeah, sure, Chili's. Chili's has a bar,
right.
A good bar.
Oh,
and then I was like, no, this isn't Fridays. So they have seven different types of shitty tequila, and then two bottles of fucking bourbon.
True, yeah. But I wouldn't say Fridays has necessarily...
It has a way better selection, dude.
Better liquor.
It actually does.
More.
It actually does have higher end liquor.
Yeah?
It does. It does have higher end liquor. It's
been a minute since...
I remember when I was a senior in high school, and I got served.
Oh, yeah.
I would go 9:30 at night, and the cute waiter would sit me in the back and serve me whatever I wanted. They actually were, it was the first time I ever had a, like a stout milkshake, like a beer milkshake.
Because I believe they invented the mudslide. They definitely popularized the mudslide.
They might have, I can't confirm nor deny, so we'll say it's true.
Get their CEO on the phone.
Not to put Fridays on blast too much, but I definitely had a server come up to me when I was going to prom, like, hey, you kids going to prom? Yeah. What do you want to drink? Sprite? Nah. What do you want to drink?
Yes. How many shots and of what?
So great.
There was a decent chance that if they had better bourbon, I would have gotten blasted and not been able to pick Chris up.
It was a blessing.
Yeah. Like halfway through the meal, I was like, oh yeah, I gotta go get Chris. It's a good time that I can get a double.
We totally glossed over talking about the second beer.
The White Street? No, we talked about it.
We did talk it.
We did. Cool. It's okay.
Chris is drunk.
We're on a whole other beer.
Do you want to try this one? This one's in a can.
Oh, thanks. Didn't see that one, Jeff.
Ripe and juicy.
Well, the people can't see that.
Yeah.
So I gotta point out the obvious.
It says on the can to drink.
People.
You guys.
Our subscribers.
It specifically says on the can to drink, crush, then recycle.
So we have to crush it afterwards?
We gotta crush it.
Yeah, dude, crush it up.
Crush it.
How do you say that?
Tropicalia?
Tropicalia.
Is that an L?
Fancy A on it.
Fancy A.
You could always go the Ted Mosby route and Tropicalia.
I think that's what it actually is.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
The Renaissance Fair.
Is that Florida? Just don't say Tropicana. Last.
We're going to go to the Renaissance.
So we're just on, Georgia. Like, the tropical right now.
Yeah.
We're on a tropical.
Anybody want the bottom end of this?
Pop does.
You want one's
a little
bit
bottom
sorry.
End.
I'm
that's
so
probably
sorry.
More than
no,
enough.
You, okay. You realize that I am not an IPA person.
Oh, it's not? Okay, we're good.
I don't
there's
IPA
an
very
over
much.
The a.
That's
yeah.
Why I said
fancy.
Tropicalia.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. I don't quote me on that shit.
Is that what an accent means?
No. It's not. I just like to say
that's
that
what
shit.
A line would mean. So that would mean tropical, tropicalia.
We're just making.
You just say it with a fucking stupid accent.
Really
you're probably
sweet.
Right.
It's really sweet.
It just means that you say it in an
want
accent
to point
that's
out
not yours.
That
tropical.
All of these canned beers that we are drinking are from Mike Rawlinson, the owner of Joy Mungers.
It's actually not bad.
Joy Mungers.
He took a trip down to Georgia, Alabama, Florida.
Epic road trip.
Yeah. He went to like.
It seemed pretty much on the fly too. It's just like, hey,
I'm going
on
a trip.
Like the day or two before, he just put on Facebook. He's like, hey, I'm just gonna go on this trip. Anybody want to go? All right, bye.
He brought home 10 cases of beer,
which I respect,
nice.
By the way.
Yeah, that's the best way to go on a trip.
That is fantastic.
Mike's the
yeah.
best.
I wish I could just. Do that. I wish I could just tell my place of employment. I'll be back in like 3 weeks.
Well, his place of employment isn't built yet, so
he
doesn't really have a job.
Well, I guess he's probably not going to be able to do that again for a while once they open, so.
Nope.
Yeah,
they're
probably
be
not.
Crazy
no.
Well, basically what we're saying is, please send us money so we can just do that and continue to provide you with constant entertainment and not have to work stupid people jobs. Just let us do this and you pay us for it.
And then
we can put out like 6 episodes a week.
Yeah.
And then we can continue to insult your job.
Yeah.
Listen, there's tons of beer that you're worried about. I know you're worried about. Is this overhyped? We will go and try it for you from the source. Okay, we will go up to Vermont and we will try, you know, Heady Topper from the team. And we will tell you, is this hyped? Is it not? I mean,
we'll
we can do that
sacrifice.
For you. This is a service.
Sacrificing our livers.
And then
yes.
You'll be doing your stupid real people jobs here where you live, and you'll just have to buy it out of a bottle that's been sitting in a warehouse for 6 months.
You can buy
so.
It with
damn those
full,
warehouses.
Yeah.
Go to
full
small bottle
that
shops.
It is as advertised.
Yeah, that's our mission. We're for the people.
Mm.
Are we, like, running for the president or something?
Of, for, and
of
by.
One people. Of our candidates has tried Eddie Topper.
Yeah.
And drinks right. it Loves often. It.
We
Wait, one of the presidential candidates?
Bernie. Yeah.
Yes,
Bernie.
Let me know. Huh? Hold on. Don't, you already said it.
Well, I already assumed that's what it
say,
was.
The,
like, considering that it was Vermont.
White.
Yeah.
Well, the,
Vermont. Yeah.
I feel like the collective at this table is a better candidate for president than Trump. I feel like we can all agree on that.
I don't think anybody is.
Wow.
I think that we should all be president together.
We are getting a little... us as one.
We're just one entity at this point.
Yeah.
You get drunk enough, you're all just one guy.
I think that would be a terrible addition to our presidential pool.
Okay, everyone but Chris.
Chris would just be like,
wait,
man...
The five of us as president, right?
I'll be
vice president. All five of us as president together. Well, Chris is the voice of reason for, like, when we get, like, a little bit too, like, serious. We'll be like, nah, don't take a shower. And just fucking, like, don't pay taxes this month. Eh, it'll be fine. If Chris is part of the five-person presidency, then... I guarantee there's at least 1 month where you don't pay taxes.
Do we like
taxes?
Do we like rotate? Do we rotate? Like, who gives speeches? Or is there one?
No, we
no,
just
we
meld
just,
our minds.
We just
hire somebody.
We all say
we
one
talk
word,
together as a hive mind.
And no, we alternate every word.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, but we don't. And none of us have a full copy of the script. We just only have our words.
I
it's
like
basically
it.
Whose line is it anyway?
Actually, yes. Stay with me on this. We hire a spokesperson, right? And then we write a speech, but each of us writes a paragraph. And they have to go into character for each paragraph. So, with costume changes.
So we have to hire
Wayne
Brady.
I'm gonna have
and
Scooby
when that happens,
too.
Kevin Hart.
Somebody has to make him an actual like crochet beard for when it's my turn.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Or her
turn.
Absolutely.
Or its turn if we're doing a pup.
The pup would
pup.
Be great.
She's out cold.
Pup for Pope.
Pup for Pope? Oh my god.
Pope.
This took a very political turn.
But
like
not seriously.
But obviously not, really. Unless you guys are into it, then...
Just kidding, crafted for you for president 2016.
Crafted for You and Counterproductive Networks do not, you know, endorse or authorize the statements of any of the guests or hosts on their shows, including myself, but all I'll say is Bernie Sanders drinks Eddie Topper.
Yep.
He's got my vote.
I can't argue with that.
As long as he distributes more than just Vermont. Get some down our way.
No. We were talking about this earlier, and I thought of Hetty Topper. And I didn't want to bring up Hetty Topper because it seems like, you know.
Hetty Topper.
Hetty Topper. Everybody's talking about it. No, but like the places that don't distribute, like outside the trophy,
yeah,
for example. Or places that just distribute in a limited distribution. I'm actually all for that because, number one, you have that demand, and if you start, you know, just like producing more and more and more and more, they do one beer, and they do it well, and they're known for it. And it's just like, that is honestly why I got into brewing, is because I want to do something, and I don't care if I just like make one beer. If I do it well, then like I go home at the end of the day, like I'm beat to shit, but at the same time, it's just like, I did it good.
See, I'm not saying I'm upset because I'm like, oh, get bigger and distribute more. I'm saying I'm upset because I want it to be more readily available to me.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm being selfish.
Yeah.
This is not about anything. This is just me being selfish.
I just want to say that you sound so much like Mike right now.
Oh, you are wearing the shirt, too.
You're wearing the Joymonger shirt, and you're giving the... Don't overreach. Do
I completely
a couple,
agree with?
Oh,
it,
I completely agree with it too. It's just you know, you guys are just going to work so well together.
Well, it's funny because Mike and I actually don't like. I'll shoot a text over and we'll text every couple weeks or something like that. But other than a couple meetings, like we don't really talk that much. So it's very reassuring to know that we're kind of on the same page.
You
as the
very much are.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good.
It was just
that's,
a psychic link, so
thing.
You don't have to text.
Oh, good.
You're fine. We did. You know, a few episodes back, we did a Joymongers episode with Mike, and that was a big topic about, you know, why there is not going to be another, like, Sierra Nevada. There's not going to be another big brewery takeover like there was. We've passed that.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the, like, regional brewery scene right
and,
now.
And the only things that are going to get bigger than that are just the companies that test out and see what the market can bear and try to not oversaturate stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, everything is very, you know, cultural to your community. How you know, which is great.
There is no more not your father's root beer coming.
Well,
no,
they're
turning
your father's ginger ale.
No, I know. I'm saying there's not another.
That's also made by Drink Four.
No, what I'm saying is
So I'm sure they can do that.
What I'm saying is there's not another company that's just gonna explode like that nationwide.
I think you'll see that every so often.
That you're not understanding is they're not a company. They're owned by Drink Four. It's the same people that make Four Locos.
Four Locos.
Yep. Small Town is owned by.
Yeah.
Have they been owned by them the whole time?
Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah. They put out the beer.
That makes me disappointed.
What is it? Hydra?
It's just what Hail Hydra. InBev does.
Hail Hydra. InBev's been doing that for...
Forever.
They'll make up little
subsidiaries.
New boss, with same as the old
cute little
boss.
Names. But if you go to the address of that place...
It's just Anheuser-Busch.
It's there. Yeah, exactly.
Hail Hydra. I'm wearing octopus earrings.
I got one of my friends with that the other day, and he got real mad. I just went up and hugged him and, grabbed his head, and I just went, Hail Hydra. And he was like, fuck you, and just pushed me away. I was like, why are you so mad? I'm just trying to say Hail Hydra.
Just trying to say it.
Although that's actually an interesting question. Do we think that's something that's going to be able to... Do we think that bigger brands are going to be able to push subsidiary brands and their own craft beer lines as heavily as they have been in the future?
I think people are starting to wise up somewhat. I think as people get more educated, I think you'll see people questioning things and actually reading into things more often. I hope so. I really want people to be more intelligent about what they're buying.
Yeah, but not your father's is delicious.
It's sweet, and it's soda.
It's soda with booze.
But I'm not a big soda drinker, and I love a good booze.
At the end of the day, it's basically just malt liquor, a good malt liquor, actually decent malt liquor, as opposed to more of a proper beer.
Mike's hard, whatever.
Yeah.
Cool. Mike's hard, dick.
Which I've been saying for a long time. I think there's a market for upscale malt liquor.
Probably.
I think the Europeans call them alka-pops.
Yeah.
To your point, however, that's one of the big... I don't think the big issue is big breweries or big conglomerates buying the little guys so much as the distribution network. So you go to the store and you see a big long cooler and it's all about shelf space.
Right.
Because most people go... The mass majority go to the grocery store to get their beer.
Right.
There's always, and I hope it's a growing amount of people who go to bottle shops and things like that, support your little local bottle shop. But mass majority go to that, and at least, I would say, at this point, at least 60% is owned by what is now, the evil empire.
Yeah.
And so as they buy more craft brands, the shelf space isn't going to change.
Right.
It's just... Those brands are still going to be there. It's just those are going to be owned.
And you're starting to see that already because, you walk in, you see, the beers that come in, 6, 12, 18, 24 packs, whatever, all in one section. And then you get to the end, closer to where the proper craft beer section is.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you walk that way, you start to see more of your, first you see some, imports, Negroni, Dos Equis, and then you'll see, Blue Moons and Shock Tops. And then you start getting, the closer and closer you get to that, the more and more...
We're right in the middle.
Crafty.
We're right in the middle. I mean, depending on what who's stocking or something like that, you'll see Shock Top right next to, a Kolsch from White Street or something like that.
That's also true. Yeah, that's also true, too.
So it's not the fact, because a lot of people, I think, are missing the point when they talk about, the big boys are buying, name it, Ballast Point, Elysian, all these guys. And it's like, honestly, from a quality standpoint, they can only improve from there. They've got bigger hop contracts. They've got bigger quality control. Yep. They've got so many scientists and chemists and things on their side.
They get preferential treatment on new hops and stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. So quality can only improve. But it's just... It's literally like Walmart buying, your local rocking chair store.
Yeah.
It's such a bummer because, in a contrast to my selfish thing earlier about Trophy... The best thing for any community at large is local economy and small business thriving. It just is. And that's why local beer and homebrewing and craft beer companies that stay local are so important.
Mm-hmm.
They're important because they get that. and they hold on to that, and like a lot of them wouldn't sell even if they were asked to. Mm-hmm. And yeah. And I think that that's really important to support them. Like, regardless of whether or not, like, you can afford to go out and buy, like, a $6 bottle of beer versus, you know, pay $10 and get, like, a 12-pack.
Yeah.
I mean, like, yeah, I get that, you know, quantity versus the money that you have, it's a more economically sound decision, yeah. But, like, it's important. It's important to you. As a consumer and as a person who lives in a community, that if you like good beer and you have the option to buy from Anheuser-Giant or a comparable beer from somebody that's local, then, you know, support the local guy, because that money's coming back to you faster than the money that you're giving to the corporate conglomerate.
But, I mean, even so, like I said, I don't think it's so much that people don't want to do that. I think it is that a lot of times they're just being intentionally misleading with stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So,
do your research is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Follow our Twitter, because we post those great articles about all this stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
But speaking about, you know, supporting your local, has anybody been to our locally newest brewery, Brown Truck?
It's right up the street from me.
Have you been there yet?
I have walked by the other day. I actually parked the car and walked around the building. It was like, I get off of work at 11 o'clock at night. So I can't just be like, hey, it's 12 in the morning. I'd like to come in and take a tour. Like, you can't really fucking do that.
Which is the bummer about smaller.
Yeah. but, like, I dropped by at about midnight, parked the car, walked around. It's really cool. It looks, and their display or their entry room, it's fucking beautiful. It's amazingly nice. Like, it's designed very, aesthetically pleasingly.
Yeah. Well,
so you guys are going up there tomorrow, right?
Yeah, we'll be there tomorrow. And they're...
Bring me a growler.
Which I heard you can take your own growlers, because it'll do their own. So you can take whatever growler you
Dude,
want.
Dude, we've got 10 plus at the house. Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
You should go buy some growlers.
They're dog-friendly, like as long as your dog is friendly.
Einstein just goes in and growls at everybody.
I asked them on their Instagram, because we'd like to take River tomorrow when we go. We're also going to Four Saints. They're doing a pit bull adoption and breed awareness event. So we think that is pretty cool. We're gonna hit up two local breweries tomorrow.
We haven't
Sunday,
been
Sunday.
To Four Saints yet.
No, we have not. So
they have really good beer there.
We're going to take lots of photos.
They're really good people.
They do.
Yeah.
Joel?
He used to work at the homebrew shop.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, nice. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
And Brown Truck is also, you can bring in your own food if you'd like to stop in for lunch or dinner or snack or whatever.
Nice.
Just pick something up. They also post, I've noticed, about what food trucks they're going to be having that, you know, afternoon or
so
night.
They have a lot of food trucks coming through too?
Yeah, and it looks like they rotate them, so they
do
something a little bit different, but they're
just
finding
the
favorites.
Different food. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool, which is really nice. Cecily and Joe were there earlier this past week, and Cecily had their Saison, she said it was fantastic.
Is it Four Saints or Brown Truck?
Brown Truck. I'm sorry, we're talking about Brown
and
Truck still.
Joe had the brown and the pale.
Yes, which he enjoyed
both
as well.
I heard everything's really good.
Are they doing a seasonal dark?
I think they do have a dark.
They're doing, I think Cecily said they're going to have a raspberry stout.
Good.
I did hear about that. It might be on tap.
It might be on tap tomorrow. So.
Chub.
So.
And they do everything by numbers. All their beers are numbered.
Cool. Oh, I like that.
But instead of named?
Yeah, they just have numbers. At
so
least that's what I've seen
so when
so
you
far.
Order it, you're just like, I want number four?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Like
I think
they have a picture menu.
Please tell me they have a drive-up.
That would be
park.
Amazing.
Yeah, supersize it.
You have to drive up, but you have to take your keys out of the ignition before they hand you your beer.
Yeah.
This isn't Louisiana.
Just girls on roller skates. Run around with beer.
The best.
I would totally go there.
Oh my god, drinking... And roller skate. Oh, that's a new sport. That's happening. We're
that's
doing
dangerous.
That.
That's
you
dangerous.
Shut your
that's
mouth.
That's not a new sport. That was
that's,
that was OG back
the
70s, in the 70s, man.
Yeah. You can still buy beer at roller rink.
That was more cocaine.
What roller rinks were you
that's
going
what
to?
Stopped you from falling down.
Woo!
Does
my
anybody know why they named it Brown Truck? Has that story come out?
It's really lame.
Oh.
The owners had a brown truck.
Oh, okay.
That's not lame.
That's not that lame.
As long as they don't get sued by our favorite freight carrier.
Well, that's what I thought it was.
Yeah, is that? I don't think that's...
It's not UPS.
It's also a different company, so they can't trademark... Or a different industry.
It's different industry.
So trademarks don't carry across the industry.
I'm sorry, it's not lame, but okay. I thought it would be a little bit more...
More intense.
More,
I don't know,
more like
love
that story
well,
than that.
To be fair, though, your favorite moving company is always two guys in a truck. Because that's awesome. That is an awesome name for a company. Two guys in a truck moving company.
Two men in a truck.
I thought it was two... Is it two men in a truck?
Two men.
It's two men in a truck, yeah.
Yeah, it's the same difference.
Same case.
And
yeah.
There's always the potential to be ironic. It's
yeah.
Like,
so what if three guys show up?
What if it's two ladies?
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Crossing gender lines.
What if it's a guy and a girl?
No.
That is absurd.
Breach of contract.
I'm not paying for this.
Can't have that.
I'm sorry. I was promised two men. Get out of here.
What were you saying about being ironic?
Oh, no, being ironic, so, like, you might have a sucky name, but if you end up getting well-known...
Oh, if
your
beer is good, who
yeah,
shit?
It's just like, oh, yeah, you've been to Brown Truck? Oh, yeah, this shit is great. Yeah, dumb name. Who cares? The beer's awesome.
That's like another brewery
yeah.
in this state that has a terrible name, but the beer is just as bad as their name.
Dumb Name Brewing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You've had their beer before.
I have, and just bicycle card playing company, if you're listening... I got a, hey, just shout out. I got a deck of playing cards for Christmas, and it was craft beer playing cards, right? So, you're flipping through the only North Carolina brewing company, brewery, was this, aptly named, it was Ascalon.
Yeah, I hate.
Oh.
I hate the name.
Else.
It was, like...
Oh, that's another terrible one, too.
I thought you were talking about someone else.
Oh, no. They're one of the jokers, which I guess
okay.
kind of makes sense, but I mean...
The Ascalon Brewing Company, I saw...
So 52 cards, though, so...
So there's
so like
two...
No, I know.
North
they didn't
Carolina
have New
brewery.
Belgium?
Yes,
I guess
there's two bad
they
ones.
Just contacted all these breweries, and they found out who the...
By a man who pretty much
but,
owns...
Well, I guess four, because
he
said that was a joker, so...
Come on, bicycle.
That's
one
what I'm
point.
Talking about.
Pick a better brewery for your
joker. It's a joker, so you take the cart out all the time anyway.
So it doesn't even matter.
I don't have to see that stupid fucking thing.
So North Carolina didn't even get, like, we didn't make the cut.
Who got
we didn't
two
even get, like,
cards?
A real card.
No, we did if we play spades. But that's the little joker.
Yeah, I saw an article about them forever ago because, like, one of the guys on third shift brought it in because he talked to me about beer a couple times. And I opened it up, and he pointed to the Ascalon Brewing thing, and I was like, is this real? Is this a real company? And he goes, yeah, man. And I was like, come on, seriously?
It's kind of demographic.
Yeah, like, he was like, I think that shit's awesome. And I was like, you would.
Yeah.
Like,
converting lager drinkers one
at a
tier at a time.
Sounds more like a company that would make like hot sauce or something.
Oh.
I'd be okay with that because there's tons of hot sauce companies that are just like
ridiculous.
We Dave's burn your ass. Oh, great, I'm gonna buy this hot sauce. All right, you know your crowd, but
play to your strengths.
Play to your strengths.
Yeah.
Cool. I don't know. I'd like to think people appreciate. A little wit and intelligence. I'm
some
sure there's people with
some
highbrow
dude.
Puns.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people who still
oh,
like Ascalon's beer because they're still in business.
The fact that a certain person is still the front runner for president would
we
prove you wrong for like a lot of people.
Yeah. You know what the beauty of it is though, if you do make a truly go to intellectual reference in the naming of a beer, half of the people are going to get it, and the half of the people that might not be into it aren't going to understand it anyway.
I love Hetty Topper's can.
I still have no idea what Hetty Topper actually means.
No, I don't know either, but it's
yeah.
a guy with his head being blown off.
It's
by
distinct.
Hops.
It's not derivative of anything. And
it's amazing.
Idea.
I'm not going to say no. Cigar City.
I don't know, just makes you think of... It's... Very visual.
Hetty Topper?
Hetty Topper.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It makes me just think of, like, a beautifully, like, frothing beer when you pour it.
It was just funny because on the can it says to drink it from the can.
Have you guys seen that?
Oh,
have you seen that?
Oh, Hipster. Evil Twin?
Hipster Ale, yeah.
Yeah.
They have that in Amakis.
Oh, yeah.
They have that at Best Buy.
I love Evil Twin.
I had this... Really I bad. Had their Hipster IPA when it came out forever ago, that they did the limited run of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I realize that a lot of people like hoppy shit, and I get that. But the one that I had was so hoppy that me and, like, two of my other friends got it just because, well, this is Hipster, and it's funny. And all of us, like, and two of them were IPA drinkers, and we all had it, and, like, even the two IPA drinkers were like, yo, dude, too far. Like, way too far. Like,
wow.
So much hop that it just, like, you can't taste anything except, like
200 IBUs.
Oh, it was so bad.
Well, that's why they, and
I think that's
the diverse.
Fun in it. Like, that's why they did that.
Well,
but, like,
I don't know.
But then who's going to keep drinking?
I don't know.
That's why it was a limited run.
There's probably people who love it.
Considering the companies that put out these insanely hoppy beers, there's got to be a demographic that just jumps on this. It's not,
same people that chew up aspirin.
You ever think, well, you ever think that people, like, the people that drink that, like, it's almost like a guys eating hot wings competition where,
absolutely,
like, you don't actually enjoy it.
That's
you're
a
not liking
race.
It. Yeah,
it's a hops
like,
arms race. And I hope that it's not really sustainable past a couple more years, because
mm-hmm.
we're going to run out of hops.
Well, we already are running out
of hops. I know we are.
Or if it just becomes super niche. Like, just like,
Well, even if it does, well, either way, I think is best case scenario, because we really are running out of hops. It's, the metaphor holds true for people are just in a rush to develop these new sexy hops, and then it's just like, plant more acreage. And then your cascade ends up sucking.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because...
Oh, we know all about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, again, pick one thing, do it well. Then you don't have to, like, oh, this beer is so bitter that, well...
It literally peeled my teeth out of my face.
It ruins your taste buds for a week. That'll actually sell a beer.
Yeah.
Right. So TM, for anybody who's listening... This will ruin your palate forever.
It's like the, I'm sure you've seen the tubes of hops that you run your beer through and dry hop
in
your mouth.
Yeah.
Well, there's already a brewery that has a beer rightly called the
Palate
Wrecker.
Yeah, Green Flash.
Yep.
It's
called that is definitely a Palate Wrecker.
Mm-hmm.
That is one of the absurd ones. It's retarded.
Like, at a certain point in time, I really do think that it's just those guys going to the bar and getting hot wings that are too hot. And not because they enjoy the experience, but because, like, well, I can drink something hoppier than you can.
Yeah.
Even with the chicken wing thing, there's something to be said for, you really had chicken wings and you sort of get that high off of it. And,
yeah.
Like, super, super hoppy beers I think there's an endorphin factor there, too, so it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just fucking just like, just
extreme
puckered
up. I don't know, but you just,
bitter beer
you
drinking.
Just lose
single
any
unaccompanied man.
It's a new X
body
game.
And flavor.
Oh, it's
terrible.
It's worse
yeah.
than Budweiser, in my opinion. Like, if you get ones, like, things that are just that fucking hoppy that you can't taste it, like, I'd rather have something that
you don't appreciate
well,
the malt or the yeast
yeah,
in there. It's just hops.
And another thing, you can take a shitty beer and dry hop the hell out of it. It's like, all I can taste is hops, and it's a shitty beer, which is probably why they dry hop it in the first place.
Yeah.
So,
thank you!
I mean... I'm not saying that all about all dry hop beers, but, yeah, I mean, dry hopping covers a multitude of sins.
it does cover up some things.
Yeah.
It's a good episode.
It definitely can.
Yeah. That is a good title.
I love that we do this every time we record an episode, somebody says something, and then someone just goes, that's the episode title, and it always ends up being the episode title.
It's so great.
Not always.
TM.
TM.
If you see it, if you say it on the episode,
we usually go back and listen to the episode.
Alyssa probably hates it whenever I call something out as the episode title. She's
we're
like,
just
damn
like,
it, now I gotta find out what that was.
Yeah. God,
I can't just
Chris,
name it something.
I already had a plan in my head.
To be fair, that's how we came up with the name
yeah.
for the podcast.
Yeah.
So, like, the formula fucking works. So why change it?
Half the time when you don't name out the episode title, I still go back and find something you've specifically said.
I say a lot of stupid shit.
Which is hilarious.
I still think one of my favorite ones from us didn't even come from one of us. It came from one of our guests talking about the Star Wars, like the new movie. She said it didn't have the stink of George Lucas on it, so we called it the Stink of George. And nice. I was so appreciative of that when she said it too.
I think mine was when we did the whole like BitTorrent one.
Yeah,
and Fulmer was like, so "What the good. Fuck okay, happened? Like, the reason why wait, is we that gotta like
explain that?
That
quick?" So, friend, you guys already know Jeff was the producer on Neighbor Doc. That means he got to name episodes and do fun stuff like that. But me and Jeff were uploading an episode, and if you've ever. I haven't, of course, and neither has Jeff. We just had people told us that this is the
That's
thing
how
that
it
happens.
Works.
But if you go on Pirate Bay and you look for movies, there's a very, or TV shows rather, there's a very distinctive format to how they name stuff that tells you who ripped it, what the name of it is, what year
season.
It came out, what season, what episode, what the medium was, and it's usually got periods in between it and like random X's.
And underscores and dashes and shit like that.
So, we started season 2 of Name Redacted. We named the episode something like that. And Fulmer, how did you feel about that?
Okay, so I saw it and I was like, I thought that it was just like the name that got auto-entered.
Like from the iPad.
Like from the iPad. I thought that that was just the name.
Totally didn't get the joke.
And it, like, because like I don't pay attention to that shit at all. Like I just don't. Yeah, and like, so I looked at it and I was like, you guys didn't even try? Like, you just fucking.
We tried very hard.
Well, no, and then when they.
Research.
Yeah, well, like, and then they explained it to me and I was like, oh, that's clever. Because at first I was super pissed. I was like, you guys are fucking idiots. Like, you didn't even try to name the episode. And then Colin was like, do me a favor, get on BitTorrent right now and search for any episode of anything. And I did, and I was like, oh shit. Okay.
Like, I was going to say, there's a lot of Kanye West fans who are very familiar with that format, right?
Yeah. The best is a punk band that was called 5-Year Plan.
Yeah.
And they
are you talking about 5-Year Strong?
No.
It's 4-Year Strong.
4-Year Strong, 5-Year Plan. Good. I always mix it up. But 5-Year Plan, and they released an album called Toys That Kill. And then they changed the name of their band to Toys That Kill. And so if you try to find it, you just can't find it.
That's,
and they were even talking about releasing a record called 5-Year Plan. So that
it's very confusing.
Toys That Kill by 5-Year Plan and 5-Year Plan by Toys That Kill. Just to fuck up people on BitTorrent.
That's awful.
That's going to be a tough situation to be in. It's like, all right, we've had this band for a while now. Somebody comes up with a great name. And they're like, shit.
I guess we better break up and form a new band.
Kick out a guitar player.
Indefinite hiatus. In the meantime, starting this project.
Or you could always go the...
It's going to sound exactly the same.
Same music.
But the early 2000s super bands like Velvet Revolver and shit. You could always
Robot.
Just Audio Slave.
Scott Whelan, rip.
Jesus Christ.
How's Audio Slave?
Just kidding.
Yes, it is.
Audio Slave's not really a super group. It's just...
It is.
Rage Against the Machine.
It was
Soundgarden.
Which is what the other bands are. They're two bands together.
Probot was like five people from five bands.
But Probot was a different animal completely. Like, Probot was a different thing. Audio Slave actually started
It's so weird.
That.
It's like Lemmy and fucking like... It's the most random people.
I don't know.
Google that band if you've never heard of them. Their lineup is great.
It was fucking weird.
They're terrible.
Yeah, no, they're not good. And I hate to say that about anything Lemmy was involved
them
in, but Jesus.
Vultures. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a super band.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah,
so, Dave Grohl, Josh Homme, and John Paul Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So get back on beer.
Yeah.
Nah.
So we've been drinking this for a second. How would you pronounce this?
Yailai.
There you go. From Cigar City.
Okay, bonus points for whoever knows what that means.
Hiawai is a game. Hiawai is the most dangerous game in the world,
What kind of game?
Hiawai is a game that is played a lot in South America that basically has... The players have what is essentially a long chute attached to one of their arms.
Okay, yeah.
And they have what is... what I like to think of as just a really dense stone that they basically throw at over 100 miles an hour out of this.
Isn't it like rawhide or something?
It
like,
is. Imagine if you were playing racquetball, but it killed you.
Well, it's also and like yeah. the tools are like those, you know, like the plastic scoops you like throw tennis balls with.
Yeah, oh, they look. They're long. They're like huge. You hold them like this.
It's a handle and the chute that comes back like this far, and you just whip that shit.
Well, it comes out from your hand like this.
Looters.
And so, like it, you it's very you, similar to that. You whip the yeah. When, high lie when you whip the ball out, it'll like bounce off the wall, and then when it comes back, the next player grabs it with his and whips it back too. And it's like they actually did an episode of Jackass where they got hit with high lie balls, and like it almost broke one of their knees. Like it was bad. It's actually there's also a reference to it in Archer.
Archer.
Yeah. When he's doing the honeypot. Archer does the honeypot to a.
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. It's retarded. Let me see.
Oh, it's absurd. Crazy. It's
oh, that is like
it's
a
just like a giant,
oh,
like.
It's,
a
it's fucking ridiculous.
It's like a giant wooden.
Yeah. It's absurd.
Looter. It's a looter.
Looter.
That's what the.
It's
little...
death ball.
It is. It's death ball.
Holy crap.
Yeah. It yeah. is. It no, is super. It is super dangerous.
Did you, guys, that sounds awful. You guys have to play like the quote unquote safe version of that in high school?
Looters. What is the safe version of that?
It's just you get the little plastic scoopers.
It's called racquetball.
No, with a wiffle ball. Like the
I've
yeah.
done it on the beach.
And you gotta hit yeah. things and knock stuff off its target.
Yeah.
Well, I was in what my high school liked to call band gym because I was in the marching band, and we all had to take band together because our fingers were precious. And we did not play play gym the way normal people did. Except when we got to play looters, and I accidentally gave my best friend a black eye and sprained somebody else's wrist playing looters, and they banned me from it the rest of high school. It was dangerous in all forms.
I got banned from playing dodgeball in elementary school because I knocked a kid out.
Nice.
Yeah, it was...
Man, he kind of reminds me of a little bit of, like, disc golf. Like, his form a little bit.
Dude, Hiawei is no one? Fucking...
Was it somebody throwing him?
Hiawei is no joke, dude. It's... Yeah. It is...
It sounds very dangerous.
It is very, very dangerous.
Game in the world.
Like, you think that, like, when you see the ball, you're like, oh, it's like a little Nerf ball. And then you pick it up and you're like, no, that's a brick. That's just a round brick. Like, it's fucking ridiculous. Like,
we're going to have to post a photo.
Just look like it's, looks like it's, like, duct taped to his hand.
It's intense.
It's like... So I guess it's like... Like a whole thing on that, like whole.
So it's like, so it plays like racketball, or you just like
kind
of,
kind of, yeah,
like,
it is.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It plays a lot like
giant,
racquetball.
Like praying mantis.
It's
with
it. It's very intimidating to like be there in person. It doesn't look that if you're watching it, it doesn't look that impressive on the videos. But if you ever see it in person and you hear the basically the percussion sound of it when it hits the ball,
played in this giant
yeah.
room.
Does that have sound on it? Turn the volume up.
Yeah.
If you you can hear it.
Hold it down a little.
Scooped up by Zuri. Great one here this time. By
you can't. The mic's too far away from the wall. But like when you hear it, it sounds like a recussive grenade. Like it's just like, pow! It's fucking ridiculous. It is. It's terrifying.
That's what this beer is named.
Yes,
because it's the most dangerous beer in the world.
It was started in Tampa. Okay. It was the
wait. How does that have to do with how?
Was once the home of the high speed game.
Yeah. Okay.
Which is where
it's very popular in Cuba.
In Tampa.
It's very popular in Cuba, and
which is very close.
Yeah, like, and you have a lot of Cuban nationals living in Tampa. And
so what's the what's the alcohol percentage?
7.5
Damn.
What's the style?
It's an IPA. Which I guess is almost the double.
This is
IPA
also
all day.
A dangerous beer.
Yeah?
Yeah, I would say so. Like 7%.
I've heard quite a bit of buzz about this beer, actually. Like,
does it live up to the buzz?
It's not bad.
No, it's good.
I've heard all good things, and it's just okay.
It's all right.
The Merry Game is a game native to the Basque region of Spain. Sorry.
I feel like sometimes, like at least for me, that's like worse. To hear so much hype about something because it, like,
I'd rather be surprised.
My expectations are so high.
Right.
And even if, like, normally if I hadn't heard anything about this beer, I would have thought it was a great beer or anything in general. But having such high expectations, I try it and I'm like, yeah, that's all right.
It's good. It's not good. It's not exceptional. I mean, yeah. I also agree with that. It's not anything to write
it's home. It's always good to walk in blind.
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, as you did with our cider that you're drinking again.
When you guys brought this to the house, I was just like, dear Lord. I'm not really a huge cider person. Like,
it's so good. It tastes just like candy.
And it's not just that, but like, it's the right amount of sweet and the right amount of sour.
Well, that's good, because I thought it was too sweet.
I think it's fine.
That's good.
Right, it tastes like Jones soup.
We're excited already for the next one. It's going to be a dry hopped cider with Galaxy.
Oh. Yeah. You guys should move a little closer to High Point. You can just use my basement as your brew station.
Did you hear that Alyssa's going to start brewing? We talked about that on
the
previous podcast.
Mm. Yeah, we did. I
beat me to it.
Getting your own Reagan shit.
Yeah. I asked Jeff the next time he brews, because I assist, but mostly carrying the kegel inside and throwing hops in, and it's nothing very... You know, on
She's
the surface.
She's not learning anything.
Yeah, I really want to be part of the whole process and start knowing, like, the much more technical details.
Understanding why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah, and I do a little bit, you know, since even just talking about it more with him and seeing him do it, but eventually it would be kind of cool, or very cool, to brew my own beer, to come up with my own recipe. And brew something on my own with Jeff's assistance rather than vice versa.
Yeah.
How many beers do we have left over there? Just one?
Un beer, which is also another IPA.
What is it?
Jeez.
It's the, unless you don't want to drink it, it's the beer can.
No, we can drink whatever you want. I'm not going to say no. Yeah, the Jordan brought this. It's very good.
It's delicious.
Do you want to... Do we have a stout or a porter for Pop to drink?
We do.
I'm good. I am fine.
You're good? Okay.
Yeah.
He's about to have to drive us 30 minutes.
Yeah.
He's got to drive the hot one.
I do. Got to get back to the HPZ.
We do have something, and we've mentioned that we have been saving this beer. It was supposed to be open tonight, but our featured guest, unfortunately, couldn't join us.
Right.
Hopefully we can get Carly and Pop on the same episode, because we have a bottle of Raleigh Brewing Company Silver Medal Winners Miller's Toll. Was that an Imperial Stout?
Yeah. Oatmeal Stout.
Oatmeal Stout. Oh, Imperial. Good. And we've had it, and we've had it for a few months now, and we've been saving it for a special occasion, but Carly loves a good stout, and obviously... As do you.
Just look. I feel like I should just marry Carly. Like that's.
And, oh yeah, because you do. Yeah, Carly's the best.
Let's make that happen.
Let's do this. I mean, she's engaged to someone else.
Yeah,
he's awesome. I'm sorry.
He's a really nice guy.
But I'm still better. No, it's
competition.
But I mean, best friends, besties level
besties.
Is open. So.
I'm just trying to get wifed up. Is really what I'm saying.
I get it. So.
So, if any of you ladies are single,
and you love a good stout, we have the man for you.
And you love a good beard. I'm
but
okay
not like
that.
In like the gay sense. No. Not like a beard to be a beard. Like you love a beard on a man. That's what he's talking about.
And you
about.
Aren't a man. He's
you
looking,
can't
he's
be
looking
a
for
man.
A ladies.
He's
We're
lady.
Getting real
I mean,
specific
that,
here. We're knocking out like half the people that are interested.
Oh, I know. Mostly dudes, probably.
Mostly dudes. I don't
I'm
know.
Not
going to
say no.
Probably get a lot
I hope,
of news.
I hope a fair amount of our listeners are ladies.
I hope so, too.
I would really enjoy that.
Me, too. That'd
yeah,
be awesome.
That would be really cool. We have a really cool episode, actually, in the works. We want to do a ladies and beer episode.
Ooh,
we have...
I like that segue.
Thank you. Thank
That's
you very
good.
Much. You're good with the titles. I'm good with the segues. We recently became in touch with a professional female brewer, which is awesome. We know there are a lot of lady brewers out there, but far and few between. So we would like to do an episode where we speak with her, and also just Carly, who is in the beer industry, myself, hopefully by that time as a novice brewer myself.
You'll probably get one under the... We'll be probably brewing in, like, the next, like, week or so. We're about awesome. To kick the gozer.
Oh, yeah, we are. So we're going to have a keg to fill. And, you know, maybe a couple other just ladies who love beer and talk about the perception and the stigma and getting into the professional world and just everyday life, because it's going to be basically similar to the everyday life of a dude who loves beer.
Yeah.
So, but it would be cool to hear from some more ladies, and it would be cool to hear that there are ladies who are listening to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other cool things we have coming up, guys?
Let's see.
If you want to try some of our beer, we're doing a Name Redacted showcase on the 7th.
Yep.
I have some bands coming through. You can message either podcast for more details about that.
Yeah, some
we're going to have a couple more breweries. I'm in the works with a couple local breweries. We'll have them on. Maybe
Name Redacted. I guess it's actually the network since we're having beer.
Yeah.
Maybe a local homebrew shop. I need to get the details worked out on that.
That's in the works.
Also, possibly late summer, we have a very special event that we're working on, so if that pans out, stay tuned.
That we haven't talked to Jeff and Alyssa about yet.
But we're already interested.
We actually have a little
okay,
bit.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, is it the thing we were talking about last time a little bit?
We are talking about having some sort of party that we can invite everybody to that would involve both podcasts and all the fun things we like to do.
Yep.
So yes, right off the bat, very excited for that.
It's going to be the counterproductive responsible rager.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, and also... Probably the most exciting, next month, March 19th, is my birthday.
Boom.
So we're going to be out drinking at some breweries and bars.
Yeah.
We'll let you know where we are. Come buy me a drink.
We'll live tweet and everything.
Hell yeah. I want my own hashtag. Colin gets one. I want one.
Colin's is
Colin
hashtag.
Hashtag
I told him I'd make one for him for his Dirty 30 bar crawl.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
He also has...
Yeah. I think that's also going to be a network party.
And hashtag Colin semicolon sucks.
Yes, okay. Colin does suck.
Oh, wow.
Semicolon.
Sorry. Semicolon
well, you
sucks.
Don't say semicolon when you say
no,
it.
You do. You
it.
Do say it.
Colin.
Semicolon. Sucks. I've got it tattooed on my arm.
You
got to
cover
it. You got to say it.
Colin sucks.
So basically any life event of any of ours is going to become a network event now.
Yeah.
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 So which means also stay tuned for when Jeff and I set our wedding date.
I have a podcast I listened to where they actually had an open invitation wedding.
Really?
Which is kind of cool.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. It really will be a network event because... Pop here is going to officiate it, so...
Yeah,
and we have another show that we're going to be doing soon with me and Alex that we aren't talking about a whole lot yet, but it has to do with us being too fat for space.
All right.
It might or might not be called Too Fat for Space.
So, wait, is that what I'm going to be helping you guys with?
Yes!
Yes! Cool. Yes. So that's in the works.
Ladies, that does not mean that I'm too fat for you.
Especially not...
If you like tattoos and beards, you've got the right man.
Specifically stouts. If you like tattoos, stouts, and beards.
And maybe some fine liquor.
He can't marry someone who loves IPAs.
And he's so great.
They can never share a bottle.
They would never have to worry about running out of beer because the other person drank it.
Oh, that's also true, I guess.
You are correct. If you like better liquor than what they carry at Chili's,
we've got the man for you.
Dude, you should just follow me around and be my wingman. Can you be my announcer?
You're just walking. No, I'll walk into a room. You're just stand there awkwardly. And then right before you come in there, presenting.
You're gonna have like a bell or like.
Come
a
on, ladies!
Come on, come
no,
on!
I'm just gonna walk into like Burger King with like a champagne glass and a spoon, just.
And gloves? Like white gloves?
Now hear this. now appearing through the double doors.
Barely fitting through the double doors.
In search of a double whopper.
Weighing in at 212 pounds.
Doves go flying.
We're gonna smoke too. Smoke.
Good God, we've given so many shout outs to fast food chains on this.
God,
episode.
What are we doing?
I feel bad, especially about that whole rant about how people should buy local.
You guys,
everything we've said about that part of the show, all ironic.
All ironic.
Anything that
you know, heard, that's my MO, yeah. Guys. I don't talk about anything
except
seriously.
For the part where I really do like Chili's.
That's true. That's a true thing. But eat at Fishbone. Go to
if you live in Greensboro.
If you live in Greensboro, these are local places that we frequent and love.
But most of all, subscribe to the podcast if you're listening right now. See, I know how to do segues too sometimes.
Yeah.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Twitter.
And
Crafted_for_you. Post some. Hey, if you're drinking some beer right now, send it our way. We'll put you on Instagram.
Tag us. Send it to
us. We'll regram it. It's
that
awesome.
Would be rad.
We'll have comments on the website soon, so you just leave it underneath this. But you can't do that yet, so.
So send do it,
to
it
us
on
somewhere
Facebook,
else.
Anywhere, Twitter, Instagram.
Hashtag. Yeah.
Hashtag us.
Hashtag.
We're a CFY podcast, is our hashtag.
That's our hashtag?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
I
do
try
it.
To do it
I am
often.
Now informed.
Well, we shouldn't do it, like, from the podcast, because
yeah,
we'll flog it up.
Oh, I still do it.
You shouldn't.
I know, but I do it anyway.
Don't do it.
You gotta get it rolling before
yeah, people have to
it.
Know about it. No,
yeah,
people have to know about it.
So you know,
so.
You guys do know.
Now you have
and we're
the
counting
power.
On you. You're our only hope. Please do it.
Alyssa's
what are we
now
fucking
hologram?
Yeah, are we rating the Death Star? What's happening?
We're rating Twitter. The
we're
Twitter
rating.
Star.
Beep
Twitter
boop,
star.
Weep,
boop, 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 boop.
A death tweet.
Cheers.
I say.
Cheers.
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 Cheers. Are we... Wow, we don't normally do that.
Doing
no,
it
we're doing it now.
Cheers, guys.
All bets are off.
I'm drinking
goodnight.
All of my beer right now.
I love you all.